Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, December 11th. A prominent Owen Sound community leader and business person, Faye Harshman, has passed. She was 86 years old. Harshman was well known for her more than 40 years with Tim Hortons in our region, owning and operating six locations in Owen Sound and one in Hepworth. In 2000, Harshman was one of the six local business people who stepped up to buy the Owen Sound Platers to keep the OHL team from moving to Cornwall, and the club was renamed the Attack and has operated successfully for nearly 25 years. She was the first female owner in the OHL, who is also well known for her community support and charity work. Dr. Bob Severs knew Harshman well from her support of the Owen Sound Hospital to their shared partnership with the Owen Sound Attack.
The list goes on and on and on. I don't think you could think of anything that's been done in the community over the last 30 or 40 years that she hasn't played a role in.
A celebration of life for Faye is tentatively scheduled from 12 to 4 on Sunday in the Rutherford Room at the Bayshore. Grey Bruce OPP are asking for the community's help in locating a missing person. Police say a 26-year-old man they're calling Jacob was reported missing around 11 yesterday morning from a residence on 7th Line in Meaford. There's a description at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Anyone who can help is asked to call the OPP or Crime Stoppers. The town of Saugeen Shores has approved next year's budget. It includes a combined tax increase of 4.1%, which will cost the average household another $19 a month in property taxes. A highlight tied to the budget is Saugeen Shores' first-ever 10-year operating plan, which features several priorities, including looking at organic food waste or green bin collection. On the national news, the Bank of Canada will announce its latest interest rate decision this morning. Most economists are expecting another cut, and TikTok is challenging the federal government's order to shut down its Canadian operations. The company filed documents in federal court in Vancouver, looking to set aside the order to cease business in Canada. Ottawa ordered TikTok to shut down its Canadian arm in November after a national security review of the Chinese company who owns the platform. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are headed for another flat open this morning. Futures little changed in pre-market. After a pullback yesterday, the Dow was down 154 points, closing at 44,247. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed lower as well, around a quarter percentage point, while the TSX was off 121 points to 25,504. Bitcoin up more than 2% this morning to over 98,000 US. The price of oil is higher as well, 1.5%, just under 70 per barrel. While gold's up a quarter point to 2,720 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 70.56 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm R.J. Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Austin Matthews scored the overtime winner in what Sheldon Keefe called New Jersey's best game all year. Keefe's Devils outshot the Leafs 39-16, but Anthony Stolarz was stellar. Jets trounced Boston 8-1 in a fight-filled third period that even had the two coaches involved in a verbal exchange. Leon Draisaitl became the first to 20 goals in the Oilers' win over Tampa. Flames handed the Predators their eighth straight loss. Canucks fell in overtime to St. Louis in Thatcher Demko's return. The Blue Jays acquired Andrés Giménez and Nick Sandlin from Cleveland. Giménez is one of the best fielding second basemen, and he had 30 stolen bases. No Blue Jay had 20 swipes last season. Sandlin's an upgrade to the bullpen. Jimmy Garcia should help there, too. Jays brought him back on a two-year deal. And Summer McIntosh won the Northern Star Award as Canadian Athlete of the Year. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack are set to play at home this evening against the Guelph Storm. That's a 7 o'clock start at the Bayshore. And in high school sports, St. Mary's and Grey Highlands were winners in senior boys basketball yesterday. Sacred Heart beat Saugeen District and Walkerton in senior girls volleyball. There's more scores posted on the Remax Grey Bruce Realty sports page. Just go to bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Remax, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. Cloudy today with a few flurries, a couple of centimeters expected, a high of 1. Tonight, snow, heavy at times, flurries, squalls in some areas, 10 to 20 centimeters, a low of minus 6. Squalls, flurries, and blowing snow tomorrow, 30 centimeters, a high of minus 6.